Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter One. It begins. Part One of Three. Written by Casey Wayland.
As I recall, the months leading up to when this all began weren't much to remember. My unit returned home earlier that year from our tour in Iraq. I had spent 365 on ground working as military intelligence. Our group came up with those playing cards you saw in the news, the 52 most wanted. I was a hard-charged PFC back then, but that was the first tour. After our third, I was the tired and depressed sergeant. Nothing scared me back then. I didn't fear death or what might be on the other side if today was my last day. That was then, and this is now. I write this, not really for anyone to read, but for my own sanity. Maybe if I go over it again from the beginning, it might make more sense to me. And then again, maybe not. I was 27 at the time and in my fourth year in college. I started my freshman year in 2001, almost 8 years ago now. I remember the date as it was burned into my head. May 8th, 2009.
Hey, Michael, where are you going?
Class.
Did you study for the quiz today?
No, not really.
Neither did I.
Yeah, well, all right.
Hey, are you going to the Omega party this weekend? It's going to be so awesome, and I thought you might want to go with me.
No, don't want to. But thanks, though.
Why not?
What, is it better to say, okay, maybe, well, another time?
Geez, you don't have to be such a jerk about it.
I was direct. How's that being a jerk?
Once you're done, go ahead and put your papers up here, and you guys are free to go.
What the hell?
Did you hear that?
You know, it's probably just the construction going on next door. Now, please just...
That's not construction.
Come on, take your seat. Hey, you know, there's not going to be any makeups for this quiz if you go.
I remember seeing everyone gathered around the television. I expected a bombing or maybe even another attack on U.S. soil. Part of me was planning for the worst, but nothing could have prepared me for what I saw.
Going on? That's only like 20 miles from here. Do you think it's going to reach us?
Hello?
Michael, it's Lieutenant Angel. Where are you?
I'm at school right now. What's going on?
We need you to come to the unit right away.
Is this about what's on the TV?
I'm stuck in traffic, so I have no idea. I've just got a phone call from the commander, and now I'm calling you. How long till you can get here?
Maybe 30 minutes, but I don't have my uniform.
Don't worry about those. We have a couple spare in the unit. Just get there as fast as you can.
All right, I'm on my way.
What the hell do you want me to do? He's not moving in front of me either. Can't go anywhere, goddamn. Great, right before my exit. I swear I'm gonna rip your ass out of that car. Finally! What the hell is that?
The first time I saw him, I froze. Something inside me told me not to move. The group of them moved past my car to the man honking behind me. Their bodies were littered with scars and bruises, and their eyes were glazed over. The news made it sound like these were people gone mad, but the way they moved made me think that these may not be people at all. It seemed almost in slow motion the way they piled onto that honker's car. Within seconds, they shattered the glass and pulled him through the windshield. Like a pack of wild dogs, they tore him apart. I found my feet seconds later and pushed on the pedal as hard as I could, driving onto the grassy median. The escaping look of mortality on the man's face still haunts me today. When I drove up, I saw Lieutenant Angel Tenuto, the tall, blonde, spoiled kid who just got out of officer school, a program tailored to turn men into leaders, but I had more command experience in my thumb than he had in his entire body. Angel, where the hell is everyone else?
I was told they were on their way. I keep calling the commander, but he's not picking up. Wait, is that his truck? No, it's just Saul. What the hell happened to you? You look pale.
You didn't see it? Weren't you on the 5-2?
Can someone please tell me what the fuck that was?
I came off the 710. What
was... Those things ran onto the freeway.
See that shit? They tore that car apart like a tin can. Poor angry bastard. I actually kind of feel sorry for him now.
What the hell are you talking about?
You have no idea what's going on.
No. Would somebody please explain to me?
You're the one who called us in. Why don't you tell us?
No one told me a thing. All they told me was to call my squad and get my ass down here right away. I heard about the rioters on the radio, but why the hell would they run under the freeway?
Those were not rioters. They attacked a guy who was honking at me on the freeway.
They weren't attacking him. They were eating him.
They were what?
I wasn't far behind Michael. They were taking big chunks and shoving them in their mouths.
What? Why would they...
They were like animals, and they sure as hell weren't like us anymore. Not with those eyes.
Then what were they?
Zombies.
Come on, Saul. This isn't the time.
No joke, Sarge. What if they are?
Think about it just for a second. Okay. Okay, the mental hospital is not too far from here. What if what you saw was just a breakout? We were probably brought in just to take them down.
Oh, you didn't see them. What the hell do you know?
Hey, don't talk to me that way. I'm still an officer, and you're just still a lowly specialist.
Hey, easy, Angel. I got this. Saul, come here.
Well, how can he say that shit? You know as well as I do that the hospital is like 10 miles from here. There's no way they
could
ever...
Hey, I agree. I don't think so either. I know he's a pain in the ass, and once he sees one of these things, he'll change his mind. But right now, we can't lose our heads. We still have a chain of command, and he is still in charge.
I know. I'm sorry, Sarge.
Saul was a great soldier. Sure, he always spoke his mind, and it often got him in trouble. If he'd held his tongue, he would have outranked me by now. He came to our unit with the rank of specialist from Mountain Division. I guess he got tired of the cold weather. We served overseas together, and when we got back, he transferred to our unit. And he said something about the California girls calling to him.
Still no answer.
Well, the rest may be stuck in traffic trying to get here.
So what do we do?
I don't know. Let's just wait till they get here.
Lieutenant, you think we can get into the arms room and at least get a few rifles in case something happens?
We can't.
Why not?
Look, I have the key to the door, but the commander has the combo for the alarms and the key for the arms racks. You know, we'll just wait for the commander. He will know what to do.
That one was close.
The way I see it, it's better safe than sorry. I say we open the door, clip the locks, and to hell with the alarm.
I'll get the bolt cutters from the cage.
Wait, I didn't say we were gonna...
Look, sir, all due respect, but my instincts are a lot more field-tested than your month out of officer candidate school. I'm trying to help you out, and you're not playing ball.
You're acting completely drastic. What you're asking me to do could really get us into trouble. You act as if we're at war.
Yeah, do you hear that out there? That's exactly what it sounds like to me.
Got him. You ready?
Yeah, come on, let's open her up.
You don't want to wait like 5 more minutes? The commander could just be around the corner.
I don't want to wait for that asshole.
Look, listen, there's no point in arguing now. Saul, clip the locks on cages 12 and 14. Hurry.
Now you're nervous all of a sudden?
I just have a feeling is all.
That we're in deep shit? I could have told you that.
How long till the alarm goes off?
2 minutes, more or less.
Got it.
Good, I'll grab your rifle. Just get 14 open.
My rifle's number 17.
When was the last time you oiled this thing?
Just give it to me.
14's open.
Load up 2 magazines.
That's it?
Yeah, we'll come back. I don't want to be here and loading magazines if or when someone responds to the alarm.
Now you're worried.
Head outside. Don't chamber around unless I say so.
Got it, Sarge.
How long did you say it had? We stood there watching the gate, waiting for someone to show up. After a minute or so, I started to think of what the consequences were for my actions. Did I jump the gun on this one? Would I get punished? Well, my thoughts of guilt and plea bargaining stopped once I heard the rumbling.
You hear that?
How can you hear anything over that alarm?
Shh, it's getting closer.
Come on, stop pulling... guys?
They're coming!
Shoot the ones dragging down the barbed wire.
I'm trying, damn it.
Wait.
There's too many.
They won't fire.
It's just not stopping.
Michael, aim for the head.
Somebody.
Come on, Angel. What the hell are you doing?
It's jammed.
Yeah, no shit.
They're over the fence.
Is that the...
Get inside.
Where?
The vault. Move it.
Saul, what did you do?
Saul, help him with the door.
We gotta go. Run. Guys.
Angel, give me your rifle. Let go. Just let go of it. I'm gonna fix it, all right?
All right.
Hey, look at me. I want you to take a deep breath and have a seat.
How the hell are there so many? So fast.
Those are what you saw on the freeway?
Yeah, but there were only like 7 of them. That was like 100. How the hell are we gonna get out of here?
Take it easy, Saul. There's no need to get worked up.
What do you mean, no need? What are we gonna do? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I gotta call my girl. Tell her that...
I'm surprised it's even working in here. Here. Let me try.
The lines are flooded right now. Why don't you just take a seat and have a breather?
Hey, I knew getting into the vault was a mistake. You wouldn't listen. I'm the officer here.
Fuck you, sir. Okay? If Michael hadn't, you wouldn't be here right now. I'd love to see you try and open the door while those things are chasing you down. I saw how fast you were with your rifle. You about shit your pants.
Don't you get it? They came because we opened it. They heard the alarm.
We don't know that for sure. Maybe they just followed the road or maybe...
Think about it. You said they attacked the guy in the car behind you because he was honking. They must be attracted to loud sound.
So you can understand them all of a sudden, huh? Well, maybe now you can step outside, you know, talk to them and sort some of this shit out. Maybe you can just shut up.
It's enough, Saul. He's right.
He's what?
No. It makes perfect sense. Why else would they come in here in such numbers and directly here? I caused them to come.
You were right, too, if that makes any difference.
How so?
One of those things that came over the fence. I swear one of them looked like the commander.
Serious?
No one else was coming.
Well, no matter what we did, the longer we waited, the less time we would have had to prepare.
Prepare? Prepare for what?
Angel, how long until the alarm shuts off?
I'm not sure exactly. An hour, I think. Why?
Once it goes silent, they should go away. And then we can get the hell out of Dodge.
All right, but then what? We don't even know what they are.
I told you, man. They're zombies.
You know what, Specialist?
Easy. Both of you. He may be right. Maybe not exactly zombies, but there are similarities.
Oh, no, not you too.
Hey, military intelligence is my job. It's what I'm good at. You know, I've encountered different tribes on my deployment, and the key to managing these situations is to know who you're dealing with.
Military intelligence. I am the one who figured out about the sound thing.
Yeah, well, none of that matters now. What else do we know?
We know they go after people. They sure as hell aren't no slow-moving zombies either.
So they're quicker than us.
Got some strength, too. The way they were bending the bars.
Wonderful.
Headshots seem to drop them like stones.
Is that all we know?
Yeah, well, the rest would just be assumptions based on what we've seen in movies.
I still don't believe this. Are you listening to what you're saying? Zombies? I mean, the dead rising.
Who said they were dead?
Whatever.
What would you have me do? We're dealing with something we've never come close to experiencing before. All I'm trying to do is reason some way through this, something they aren't able to do.
Now who's being presumptuous? How can you be sure that they can't reason?
Because we left the key in the door.
All right, if we're gonna make it through this, and I have every intention of doing so, we're gonna have to stick together and use our heads.
Whoa, that was no hour.
Well, I said, I think. No one has ever set off the alarm before.
So, look at the people.
They're leaving?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it'll just take some time.
You sure they can't hear us?
Not a chance. The door is about a foot thick and the walls are solid concrete.
Give it time. They could move on. All right, well, say they clear out enough for us to get through. Where do we go?
We couldn't just stay here and defend this place?
No, they're able to climb over the walls and come from any direction around the base. Not to mention every building has like 4 or 5 entrances. There's only 3 of us.
You need some place like a prison.
Good idea, but not the best place for living.
Well, we would be able to contain the area pretty easily. I could probably get by in a cell. I know you could, too.
This isn't just about us.
It's not?
Look, there are a lot of people out there who are where we are now, locking themselves in some safe place, waiting things out, hoping that someone is going to come rescue them.
Like the army.
But we know that's not going to happen. At least not with our unit. There are no active military stations around here, and there's a lot of people out there that need our help. Don't you feel a little responsible to them?
Nope. Not at all. Nah, just kidding.
My girlfriend's apartment building.
See, now, ha, he's got the right idea. Go out with a bang!
That's not what I... Michael, it's perfect. One main lobby with a small stairwell. We could turn off the elevators. That gives us a very small area to contain as the entrance. We could manage it with 3 people. Best of all, the parking garage has a security gate that we can seal off from anyone getting in.
That could work. Plenty of space for any other survivors, not to mention the amount of supplies throughout the building.
Given that we could make it there in one piece.
It's not too far from here.
It'll work. Depending on how long we're going to hold up, it would last us.
This could just be a local epidemic.
No, given the rate of growth, I highly doubt it.
How do you expect to make it to the building? Like, the roads are probably jammed with broken down cars and God knows what else.
We'll take one of the Humvees.
You won't get too far with the steering wheels chained and locked. You'll only be able to turn like halfway.
Then clip the lock with the bolt cutters.
So we run out of here, fight through zombies that are, let me check. Yep, still outside the door, carrying ammo, rifles, and bolt cutters all the way to the motor pool, being chased by the things that we know are faster and stronger than us and want to eat us.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Hey, as long as I get the saw, I'm in.
Fine, we'll need an automatic weapon anyway. Angel and I can carry an extra rifle, but any more would really slow us down.
Here, put these on.
Do we really need to wear uniforms?
You wear this, and people will know who you are and won't think twice about coming with you. There's a lot that this uniform represents that we will need out there.
Hey, he's right, Saul. Come on, let's put them on.
All right. We can do this.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, and Nate Gies. Also featuring the voices of Rebecca Roberts and Lindsay Salk, I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Whalen Productions.